after a couple of songs. But I want to say hello first to Donna.
Hello.
Hello, Donna Rankin. And ooh, Mary Clock. Mary Clock. Well, I had the clock in my head, but the Mary part had escaped me.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. Let's see. Say that again.
Glad to have you.
Yeah, you're over here, aren't you? So we have that microphone. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I see. This one is doing nothing. That explains the issue. All right. One microphone is on vacation. Mary and Donna are going to play a song, and then we'll talk, and then you'll play, and then we'll talk. And we'll have a good time together for the next 45 minutes or so. Nightingale.
She's simple and the nightingale, she's plain. But she sings a lovely song at the closing of the day. She's plain, so none will see her as she nests upon the ground. But when she takes into the air, she makes the sweetest sound. She cares not if someone listens, knows not if someone cares, just sings what's in her heart, and her song is like a prayer. A humble working man toils long upon the knowing if he can hold on to his elemental world. He lays his burden down as the night descends in haze, and he sings his song so gratefully. This life has been his fate. He cares not if someone cares, just sings what's in his heart, and his song is like a prayer.
They call themselves Nightingale, Mary and Donna. And my email correspondence, well, by the way, thank you to Court Armstrong, who put me in touch with these two women. In fact, Court, fine musician, many groups he performs in, and also wrote to me about you two and said, I needed to get to know you and get you on the radio, and he was right, and I did, and we have. But most of my correspondence has been with Donna, and she prompted me to ask. She didn't give me a list of questions, but she did prompt me to ask, which may now be pretty evident, why do you call yourselves Nightingale?
Well, I was looking up different bird names, thinking of band names, and I felt like the nightingale really embodied the idea that beauty is not necessarily what we first think it is, that there's beauty in many things and things you wouldn't even expect or think of as being beautiful. Our humanity, sorrow, pain, they're actually beautiful because they are part of being human, and that's what our music is about. That's what we try to express through our music.
And that song came from where?
And that song was inspired by looking. I wrote that one after I'd been looking up all about the nightingale, which is a very plain, simple bird that nests on the ground and is not flashy in any way, but it has a gorgeous song that's considered one of the most exquisite bird songs.
When I asked that question, I thought you were going to look at me like I was kind of stupid and tell me that it was written by a folk singer that I should have known. Honestly, that is what I thought. That's nicely composed.
Well, thank you.
It really fits, works well together.
Thank you.
As an integral unit. That sounds like a bunch of words, doesn't it? That's cool. Have you written many, many songs?
Not a whole lot. I kind of let inspiration strike, so sometimes I'll write two or three in short order, and sometimes it's a year or more before one pops into my head.
There's a little banging in the background, and what that banging comes from are the blinds. And the blinds need to be closed because the sun is in the window, but the window needs to be open because it's kind of hot in here. So we're going to hear a little banging, and that's the way it goes.
It's a little rhythm.
Yeah.
So that song actually is the only song that Donna and I have written together. So she wrote the words, I wrote the music.
So yep. I'm going to read your press release.
Oh, all right.
Some of it, anyway.
All right.
Donna Rankin and Mary Clock are a duo forming the band Nightingale. Their music is meant to lift your spirit and touch your heart. This is not to say that they sing only happy songs. They believe that music is a way to express and bring beauty to all aspects of life, just like you said. The boundless joys as well as the inevitable sorrows that define our humanity. Their music is a mix of folk, country, gospel, rock, anything that touches them deeply. So how do you know all these musics? What's your background? Start with Mary.
Probably my early music background was in church. My mother was very musical. It's actually part of what Donna and I both first remember harmony sitting next to our mothers in church. And they were singing something different than everybody else was singing. And it just, I remember feeling, oh, that's really cool. And so from a young age being involved in that, and then mostly through my young adult years, it was just playing music with friends. We would have potlucks and everybody would play music and sing. And
where in the world were we?
I grew up in Northwest Oregon, west of Portland a little ways, and in the Coast Range, and then spent 25 years on the Kenai Peninsula in Alaska.
Before you go any farther, did you know any of the Timberbound people?
Timberbound people. Well, I lived in Timber, but Timberbound, I think they were out of Vernonia.
They were.
Isn't that right?
That's kind of where you were.
Yeah.
Northwest Oregon.
I didn't know them personally, but I have friends who know them.
I used to know them personally, but not for a long, long time.
Yeah.
When, on the Kenai Peninsula, what were you doing there?
Living, raising kids, surviving.
Mm-hmm. Did you catch fish?
Oh, yeah. Lots of fish.
Did you catch crabs?
I miss fish.
Uh-huh.
Crabs, there's a moratorium on crab on the Kenai Peninsula.
So why did you come down here? Pastures are plenty up there.
Well, my kids all left left Alaska. One moved to Fairbanks, which is a 12-hour drive. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, if I'm going to fly there, I can fly from anywhere. So I came back down to near my extended family and thought maybe Portland area, but I really missed the oceans and the mountains down there, and this seems like a really nice kind of a compromise.
So
winters aren't so bad.
You brought yourself here.
Yep.
Yeah, on purpose.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's how many of us get here.
3 years ago, yeah.
Uh-huh. And Donna, how about you?
My music background?
Yeah, and you can see where this all goes.
Okay. Actually, I, believe it or not, did not even start performing music until about 10 years ago, and Court Armstrong has been a wonderful mentor for me. He's the one that first said, hey, let's go do an open mic tomorrow, and I was horrified and said, what do you mean? You have a practice? I don't know. I've never performed. And I went and watched, and the next week I went and performed, and I got hooked and just started singing more and more. Met a gal that, and we formed a band for a few years until, and made a CD, and then she moved away, work called her away, and then I played solo for briefly, and then luckily met Mary, because I really love harmony, and it's really hard to harmonize with yourself. Haven't figured that one out yet.
So you take turns harmonizing, one sings lead, one mm-hmm. does harmony, back and forth, that sort of
yep,
approach?
And a lot of them are just full duets where, you know, it's who's doing lead, it's hard to even tell sometimes. So.
And the music you perform today and generally is music that either or both of you have composed?
No, probably, I don't know, percentage-wise, not so much. More, we do rather obscure songs, so a lot of people think they're originals because they haven't heard them before. But we tend to, we'll kind of go down the YouTube rabbit hole sometimes and start listening to, we hear of one person and we'll watch theirs, and then pretty soon you're watching something else. And so whatever really just strikes us and goes, wow, I want to learn that. Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
Very well. KPTZ Port Townsend, that is a legal station ID. And that's enough of that business. And I think that I've done enough of the business with my computer and all the information it brings. So I'm going to ask these two ladies, Nightingale, Donna, and Mary. Well, I'm looking at the clock, and I'm going to not interrupt you until 4:15. And then we'll find out, we'll come up with something else erudite to talk about.
All right.
But otherwise, it's a performance, and you're in charge.
Okay. Well, let's just start at the top of the
okay.
list there. We'll do a couple originals. The night is dark, the moon is gone, the waves break on the shore. I don't know what this feeling is, it shakes me to the core. It creeps upon me every time I close my eyes. It's telling secrets to me, it's telling lies. So hold me close and don't let go until the night is through. Don't tell me what you think is real, don't tell me what is true. Just think of who we are and what the day will bring. We'll strike the chords until we make the whole world ring. So come to me and tell me everything will be all right. The day will come, the sun will rise, there'll be an end of night. The things you fear are only dreams that haunt your worried mind. Tear you from the peaceful sleep that seems so hard to find. So hold me close and don't let go until the night is through. Don't tell me what you think is real, don't tell me what is true. Just think of who we are and what the day will bring. We'll strike the chords until we make the whole world ring. Thank you.
sleep at night, and all your dreams will slowly disappear. Watch the sunrise streaming through the storm clouds drawing near. The day will bring a new hope, it will ease your troubled mind. There's so much in this world for you to find. So hold me close and don't let go until the night is through. Don't tell me what you think is real. Don't tell me what is true. Just think of who we are and what the day will bring. We'll strike the chords until we make the whole world ring. So just hold me close.
This is the latest song that Donna wrote, called Two Trains Running.
Two trains running, headed straight on down the track. Two trains running, and they ain't turning back. They got a head full of steam, ain't nothing that the engineer lacks. Two trains running, gonna make it on time. Two trains running, gonna save you a dime. But the train don't know that the people are doing just fine. All aboard now, gotta get from where you are. All aboard now, this train is gonna take you far. Two trains running, it's a mystery where they're bound. Two trains running, gonna save you where you're bound. That train's got a whistle, it'll blow till you turn yourself around. Two trains running, which one you gonna take? Two trains running, your world is gonna shake. So climb on board now, ain't no decision to make. All aboard now, gotta get from where you are. All aboard now, this train is gonna take you far. Two trains running, headed straight on down the track. Two trains running, and they ain't turning back. They got a head full of steam, ain't nothing that the engineer lacks. All aboard now, we're headed down the track. All aboard now, we're never coming back. Two trains running,
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 two trains running.
Thank you.
Thank you.
follow me down, Lord, to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. Well, I used to sleep good at night with my good man holding me tight. The only place I ever wanted to be. Then one morning his arms let go for no reason that I know. And I felt something died inside of me. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down, Lord, to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down, Lord, to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. Day and night for weeks on end, took a bottle for my only friend. Could intoxicate and company. Got so mean all the time, trying to please my troubled mind. My friends don't come around, see about me. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down, Lord, to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down, Lord, to follow me down. Ain't nobody in this world to follow me down.
Thank you. So we do tend to sing some dark songs because, well, life can be that way. But I think we were all created to win. And so we're not victims. And even in this song, it kind of talks about, okay, don't lean on somebody else. You just get up and
move on.
Maybe you make some bad choices for a little while, but you get back up and keep going.
How about we do Fly Away next?
Okay. I can stay right there. You want to start again?
Nope, I'm good.
Well, I do.
Okay.
Because I don't know where you are.
Thank you.
fly away on the wings of a bird. It's whispering softly, it's all that I've heard. There's so much that I'll never know. I'm holding it tightly as I'm letting it go. Fly away on the wings of a bird. I'm writing a story using every word. The day's so long, but time goes so fast. I'm using it wisely, I'm making it last. Well, I just don't know, I just don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I've been, but I'm traveling on. Traveling on, I'm traveling on. And I don't know who I'll see, but when I get there, they'll smile at me. Tell them I'm happy as can be. And I'm moving on, I'm moving on. Seen it all in the palm of my hand. I've fallen right down as I made my stand. Well, I just don't know, I just don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I've been, but I'm traveling on, I'm traveling on, I'm traveling on. And I don't know who I'll see, but when I get there, they'll smile at me. Tell them I'm happy as can. And I'm moving on, I'm moving on.
They're not going to fly away just yet. We have them for another 15 minutes or so. When they do fly away, oh golly, it's going to be quite soon. Tuesday, they're going to fly to Olympic Theater Arts in Squim. And what they're going to do when they land on the roost, get that, at Theater Arts, Olympic Theater Arts in Squim, is they're going to have a CD release party. And I have here in my hand the CDs, now in the CD player, so I don't have that in my hand, but I do have a case. And who did the artwork?
I did.
I had a hunch. It was. You're a pretty talented person, aren't you?
Why, thank you.
You're very welcome indeed. So I'm wondering, for each of you, you must have day jobs too?
No.
No.
You know, kids are grown and gone. And
what was your day job when you had one?
Actually, I got to be a stay-at-home mom. That's actually what they call it now. They didn't call it that back in my day. Back in my day, I just didn't do anything. Although
just a housewife.
Just a housewife. yeah. I did the bookkeeping for my husband's landscape business.
And got some tattoos.
I've got one.
You've got one.
I've got one. It's a flower for each of my kids and a bud for each of my grandkids.
Really? So how many of each? I can't count. Your arms the other way.
Six grandkids, four kids.
Seriously?
Yep.
Whoa. Well, wow. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. I enjoy it.
You're welcome. They live nearby?
three of my kids live very nearby. We have a large piece of property, actually three pieces all right next to each other, and they live with us there on our property, and three of the grandkids live
somewhere
right there
in Clallam County.
Well, we're just over the line in Jefferson County in the Gardner area.
Chicken Coop?
Yep, off Chicken Coop,
Chicken
Craig
Coop
Road.
Mm-hmm. And Mary, how about you?
I have done so many jobs, I can't really list them right now. I'm in the process of building a house and developing my property, so that's kind of my full-time job. I worked for a lodge in Alaska for years. Even when I moved down here, I was doing it remotely.
Mm-hmm.
I was in education quite a bit. Was the manager of the Kenai Peninsula State Fair for 5 years.
Yeah, lots of different stuff.
Coached volleyball. Yeah, just lots of stuff.
How tall are you?
I am 5'8" and shrinking. Shrunk a little bit.
So you played volleyball when you were, maybe even you still play volleyball.
Yeah, not so much since I've moved here. In Alaska, I played three days a week.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bad knees now, though.
I know about knee issues. We try to not pay attention to them, but they don't sometimes. So I'll leave you alone. The concert, that is your CD release party concert. It is indeed on Tuesday, April 30th at the Olympic Theater Arts venue, I don't know, I guess it's just a name like that, in Squim, from 7 to 9 tickets, brown paper tickets. Easy to find brown paper tickets, or come...
Yep, or pay at the door also.
Yep, either way. And CDs will be, I would imagine, for sale.
They are. Special price of only $10 at that...
That's pretty...
That night.
That's not a whole lot of money. They're not quite giving them away, but it's awfully close. Yeah, but you want people to come, don't you,
and
enjoy
your
music.
Yeah, we want people to come and happy to get the music out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have 10 minutes left with the two of you. These are Nightingale is the name of the duo. They individually are called Mary Clock and Donna Rankin. And, I should say, because nobody listening would know this necessarily, that Mary plays a guitar, which, I don't know, maybe a Martin guitar. It looks to me like that she's had a while, right?
I've had this guitar probably 15 years.
Yeah, it has a... look of
patina.
Some
you use.
Patina was the word I was going to use, actually.
Patina.
And Donna Rankin plays an ukulele.
I do. I play some guitar also and some rhythm. And Mary, we did not bring the banjo today, but she's been playing banjo.
Just starting the banjo, yeah.
I remember reading that. I was expecting a banjo. And also you played another instrument, and I don't know what it's called.
A giro.
Yes, G-U-I-R-O, a guiro. Guiro. Queer? Which country you're from. It's a rhythm instrument. It's a South American rhythm instrument.
Mm-hmm. And the banjo, will people hear the banjo on Tuesday night?
They will.
Very well. So your banjo, guitar, ukulele, and the unpronounceable instrument that makes a rattly sound.
Yes.
Okay. We have time for a couple more songs.
All right.
Unless, of course, the first one is really, really long, in which case...
No, none of our songs are really, really long.
Good.
Maybe you do
Tanglewood?
Tanglewood we definitely need to do. Okay. We'll do Tanglewood next.
Love is a Tanglewood tree in a bower of green, in a forest at dawn. Fair when the mockingbird sings, but she soon lifts her wings, and the music is gone. Young lovers in the tall grass with their hearts open wide, when the red summer poppies bloom. But love is a trackless domain, and the rumor of rain in the late afternoon. Love is an old root that creeps through the meadows of sleep when the long shadows cast. Thin as a vagrant young circles and twines, and it holds a heart fast. catches dreamers in the wildwood with the stars in their eyes and the moon in their tousled hair. But love is a light in the sky and an unspoken lie and a half-whispered prayer. I'm walking down a bone dry river, but the cool mirage runs true. I'm banking on the fables of the far, far better things we do. I'm living for the day of reckoning, counting down the hours. I yearn away, I burn away, I turn away the fairest flower, love. Cause darling, love,
love's garden is the garden thorns, how it grows, black crow and a crow. And so pretty and wide, and the thistles surround the edge of the cold, dark hour when the summer's away. And the Jane lost summer day, who nurtures the faith of a child when nothing remains to cover her eyes.
My body has a number, maybe my face has a name, and each day he
each hour like each hour before.
But love,
this longing is a voice on the wind. She cultivates
and the wages of sin and
a tanglewood tree.
Mary, you picked the last one.
Oh, gosh. Well, I actually think I want to do Come to Jesus.
All right.
So we will actually play all songs that are on this CD. Well, let me tune, and we will.
Mm-hmm. While Mary's tuning, I will just say that we do some gospel songs. We really love gospel. Some what you'd call modern gospel, and some classic gospel. This is more of a modern gospel-y song. We love the harmonies. They got nice messages. I think she's got it tuned now. Crying,
from me. I have conquered hell and driven out the demons. I have come with a life to set you free. Worry not, my daughters. Worry not, my sons. Jesus, let him hold you in his arms. Oh, my baby, when you're dying, believe the healing in his hands. Here in heaven, we will wait for your arrival. Here in heaven, you will finally understand. Here in
Donna and Mary will metaphorically, at least, maybe even more, hold you in their arms if you find your way to SQUIM, the, what we call this place again, Olympic Theater Arts in SQUIM, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. And you'll be able to hear the music you've heard today and buy a CD as well. And thank both of you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.